present A Whole Nother Story by Amanda Murphy, with Deborah Stevenson as Cassie and Dave Lamb as Pete. Episode 6, Que Sera Sera.
So?
Cassie?
So, Pete's having lunch with Jenny as we speak.
And?
And?
Oh, for goodness sakes. Didn't you talk to Pete after we went last night?
Not really.
Oh, hi, darling.
Hi, Mum.
I didn't know you were here.
What do you mean, not really?
It was a strange evening.
Cassie, you and Pete have just finally got together. Well, nearly anyway, sort of. Then Jenny turns up out of the blue and you two don't have anything to say to each other.
No.
And he's having lunch with her now, you say?
Yep.
Oh. So, that's your plan, is it?
What plan?
Your plan to stop Pete going off with Jenny again. Do nothing, say nothing.
Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah, but Cassie... Janet, what on earth are you doing?
I'm looking for the wedding photos.
I think I'm feeling brave enough to ask. Why?
You know why.
Okay. Cassie, you can't seriously be thinking...
If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
But
if he wants me to know what happened in America, he'll tell me. And as for him leaving with Jenny...
Which is not outside the realms of possibility, by the way.
Well... Que sera, sera.
What?
Whatever will be, will be. The future's not
ours
to see. Que sera, sera.
Now I remember why I was so pleased when you left
what
home.
What will be, will be.
Hi, Jen.
Hi, Pete.
You look good.
You look great.
Thanks. Have you done your hair differently?
Yeah, I had it cut.
And how is California?
I wouldn't know. I'm here, in Manchester.
Yeah, I noticed.
I think it's safe to assume it's okay, though.
Right, yeah, probably sunny.
Probably.
Yeah. Isn't now the point when you're meant to say I've missed you?
Am I?
Yeah. Yeah, isn't that how the script goes?
That's a bad script. I mean, I have. There's no way I'd ever tell you that quickly.
You just did.
Yeah. But you don't know if I really meant it.
Well, I've missed you, Jen.
Really?
Yeah.
Because there I was thinking that you'd moved in with Cassie.
No, it's not what you think.
Yes. It's exactly what I think.
All right, it is indeed exactly as you think. At least I'm still hopeful, anyway. Look, I'm sorry, Jen.
You certainly will be, living with her. How is the evil, yet strangely irresistible Cassie these days?
Cassie's fine. Now, Jen...
Don't worry, Pete. I won't be following your script. There's going to be no arguing, no throwing of drinks, and no big ugly scenes. Just one question.
Okay, go ahead.
When you said you didn't want to get married just yet, you needed time and space to think. And I shouldn't worry, because you'd ring me all the time. Did you, in fact, mean that you'd dump me without actually telling me and move in with the love of your life?
Well, look, about that, it's actually a bit of a funny story, really. Well, it's not exactly funny, it's more... Jen! I thought you said there wasn't going to be any throwing of drinks.
I lied.
Oh, Jen! Oh, that's going to stain...
Found it.
Found what?
The wedding photos. Is Cassie gone?
Yeah, she went about an hour ago.
Oh, William, why didn't you tell me?
Oh, would that be before or after she said bye, Mum?
I wanted to ask her about the thing.
What thing?
The thing with the thing.
Janet, are you all right? You seem very distracted.
I have an awful lot on my mind. Especially the women's group. I think Sally might be wanting the chair. My chair.
What chair?
Of the women's group.
You've only got one chair. No wonder you lot are always fighting.
Oh, William, she wants to be chairperson of the group. My position. I'm gearing up for a coup d'etat.
Need any help with that?
I'm sure I'll manage. Oh, and then there's the renewal of vows to organise. I'm sure there's not enough hours in the day.
Hang on. Renewal of what's that now?
Oh, William, we discussed this last night.
I was very drunk last night. I was hardly capable
of... You said yes.
I suppose I could have put together a yes. And what exactly did I say yes to?
We're going to get married again.
We are?
Yes. And we'll have to get a move on if we want to do it on our anniversary. There's so much to organise.
Is that them? The photos?
Yeah. Oh, it was so beautiful. Look, you were so handsome.
And you were so very, very fat.
It's called pregnant, William. There is a difference.
Oh, Janet. Will you do me the honour of becoming my wife again?
Oh. Why, William, I do believe I might. As long as we do it properly this time. Pete?
Yeah?
You're wet and distinctly orangey with juicy bits.
Yeah.
So it wasn't good.
Remember when we got arrested in Stockholm and then four very rough Swedish policemen strip-searched me?
Yeah.
Well, as experiences go, this was ever so slightly better than that.
Well, what did she expect just turning up like that? I mean, I know she's meant to be my friend and everything, but she's an idiot. Has she no shame? Sorry, it's Jenny, of course she doesn't. But for goodness sakes, the first rule for dumpies is very clear on the subject. Never go running after the person that's dumped you.
Yeah, well, it's not quite as easy as that.
Of course it is. You're supposed to look stunning, flirt with all the friends and wait for them to come crawling back, not cross the Atlantic and turn up at the door, or my door to be exact.
Cassie, don't.
Why not? I didn't make up the dumping rules. I've had to live with them my whole life. I don't see why she...
I didn't dump her. I mean, we didn't officially split up. Although, I suppose we have now. But we didn't really...
This conversation is nowhere near finished. Mum, Dad, another visit so soon? I've only just left your place.
Can we come in, darling?
Of course. Yeah. Cassie? Peter? We're getting married. What?
We're getting married.
I heard you the first time. I just don't understand. Uh-oh. Getting flashbacks of the Mick Jagger defence. Please tell me you two didn't tie the knot in Bali.
No, we got married in Chester.
So why?
Because I... Well, we want to reaffirm our commitment.
To one another.
So we're not actually getting married.
We're just renewing our vows.
Yeah, and doing it right this time.
The last time was a bit...
unconventional.
So we want to do it...
in a church.
Well, I think it's brilliant.
Oh, thank you, Peter. What do you think, Cassie?
Yeah, I think it sounds great.
So what we wanted to ask was...
Cassie... Would you be my maid of honour?
Pete, would you be my best man?
Really?
Really?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
On one condition.
What?
Could you please stop...
finishing each other's sentences.
Oh, it's you.
Can I come in?
Cassie, I really don't have the energy for this.
I just want to talk to you, Jane.
Come in, then.
You know, I actually came here to ask your mum if she knew where you were staying.
Oh, here I am.
Take a seat.
Thanks.
Wow, this place looks exactly the same.
Cassie, we've known each other a long time. Can we dispense with the pleasantries and get straight to the point?
Okay. Pete never told me what happened between you two in America, and to be honest, I never asked. I was just so glad he was back. I didn't know you two hadn't split up.
I know.
And he's just staying in my spare room because his tenants won't leave.
I know.
There's nothing sexual going on between us. I think he's just trying to sort his head out.
I know.
But if you've come all this way to get Pete back, you've had a wasted trip. Because I think I'm ready now. I think I love him, Jen.
I know.
No, Pete, Denny and I are fine. We had a long chat and it's all right now. Yeah, well, it was all very civilised, actually. No, I shouldn't go and see her just yet. Give her a little time. If you want to do something, go do your best man duties and help Dad buy a suit. PJ will probably be there, though, so maybe you can take Jen and me as an example. Just be nice.
Cassie, we're here.
Gotta go.
Right, bye.
Is this it?
Yes. What do you think?
Well, it's not very, church-like. Are you sure it's a church?
Of course it's a church. They didn't just decide to call it St. Mary's on a whim.
You know what I mean. Where's the steeple? Where's all the stained glass?
Not all churches have stained glass and steeples, you know.
I preferred the last one. It had a big wooden door and stained glass.
And a steeple.
Great steeple.
Okay, St. Joseph's it is then. All right, next. Food for the reception. Come along, Cassie.
Now, I like that one.
Yeah, me too. The blue matches your eyes.
I've got green eyes.
Yeah, I don't actually care, I'm a guy. What are you going to wear, Pete?
I was going to wear my dark grey suit.
What, your work suit?
Yeah.
What, the bobbly one?
What do you mean, bobbly?
I mean, bobbly. That contains bobbles. You know, those little balls of rolled up fluffy bits on it. It's been washed too much, which makes a machine washable suit. You can't wear a machine washable suit. It's a special day. Bill's special day.
All right. What are you wearing?
I bought a new designer one in chocolate.
Well, you know that's just brown, don't you?
Yeah, but it's a French designer brand.
Oh, whoop-de-doo.
Now, boys. What do you think of this one?
Oh, no. Whoa. No.
Why?
Well, it makes you look old. And fat.
And sort of yellow.
And wrong.
No, okay.
So how about I wear my black one?
What, your interview suit?
Yeah, you can't wear a suit that you wear in interviews.
No.
A suit like that has uncomfortable vibes.
Oh, yeah, suit vibes are really important.
It doesn't have vibes.
Not bad.
But no.
Mm-hmm. Vibes cling to the material like a bad smell. Once they get inside, there's no getting them out. You'd be unleashing uncomfy vibes on the entire congregation. Do you want that on your head? Ah, perfect.
Pete?
Yeah, that's the one. Oh, you know what this means, don't you?
What?
I've got nothing to wear.
So how did it go? Did Dad get a good suit?
Hi.
Why have you bought the entire contents of the Trafford Centre?
I think I had a bit of a head rush.
A bit?
Well, you weren't there. You don't know how bad it was. And it was bad, Cass. Bill and PJ ganged up on me. They were like hunting hyenas. One lured me away from the pack and the other bounced, all the time cackling.
What?
Oh. 1 minute I was telling them what I was planning to wear at the wedding. Next thing I know, I'm spending 600 quid on a suit.
600 quid?
Oh.
For a green suit?
Olive. It's called Olive.
Holy sickly colours, Batman.
Oh.
Pete, it looks like something that would belong to the Riddler.
I'm feeling dizzy. I think I need to sit down.
So, what's in the other bags?
Oh, that's just it. I don't remember. It was all such a blur. I'm so confused.
Ah, the hit of good retail.
How was your mum?
On good form, actually. Oh, we found the church.
I didn't realise you'd lost it.
We took photos with a digital camera. Do you want to have a look?
Yeah.
She wanted this one at first.
Oh, no. Is that a church? Where's the steeple?
Exactly what I said.
No, William, you can't have a stag do, as you so eloquently call it.
But we are getting married.
No, we're getting our vows renewed.
Can I have a stag renewal do, then?
No. Anyway, there's not enough time. The rehearsal is tomorrow night. Then it's the day itself. Oh, you didn't forget about the rehearsal, did you?
Of course not. Although I don't understand why we have to rehearse it. We have done it before.
Not in a church, we haven't.
Point taken.
So there's no time for any sort of do?
No, Janet, dear. Silly me.
I was wondering wondering, do you think we should write our own vows?
What's wrong with the ones we took last time? They're already written. No use repotting plants if you're just going to plant them out.
We didn't have the option last time, William. I think it would be romantic. And very modern.
Doesn't make it a good idea. Take art. The modern stuff isn't a patch on the old masters, and then there's music.
At least think about it, William.
All right, Janet. I will.
By the way, I want to ask you a question, and I'd very much like it if you could consider it carefully before responding.
Okay. But if you're going to ask me if you can invite Freddie Farmer, the answer's no.
William, you could at least consider it. I mean, he is an old friend of mine and a colleague of yours.
No, 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 and a very long, hard, considered no way!
Cassie said you two have had a chat.
Yeah. We're okay.
And are we okay?
I'm not sure. I just don't have the energy anymore, Pete.
You know, I am sorry.
I don't want you to be sorry, Pete. I came here thinking, I want you back. And I'll fight if I have to. I always thought I was a fighter.
Well, I thought so too.
So why is it whenever you're with Cassie, I just want to throw in the towel?
Jen.
You know, when you came to America with me, I was like, yes, I win. I know it wasn't a competition, but I'd won. I'd managed to prize you away from her and to another country at that. But I hadn't really, had I?
Yeah.
No, I hadn't. Every day you tried, but every day you were one step closer to coming back to England. So I had to give you up and give you a little push.
A little push? Jenny, you asked me to marry you.
Only because I knew you'd say no.
I didn't say no. Okay, I did say no, but it's not because I didn't want to get married.
Just not to me.
Just not then. I had to come back to see if there's something here.
With Cassie? And is there?
I don't know.
Manure, Pete.
Manure?
Yes, manure. I went round to say hi to Cassie's folks yesterday and I ended up chatting to Bill. He's a very wise man, you know. He said it all came down to manure.
Oh, that sounds like Bill.
He said that when you went to America, you were like a transplanted rose. You were doing okay, not spectacularly, just okay. Producing medium-sized blooms, nothing special. Because you didn't have your manure. Cassie's your manure.
Are you sure this isn't just another way for you to say that Cassie's crap?
No. A transplanted rose needs manure every day to thrive. You'd never thrive without Cassie. You do okay, but you'd never thrive.
Oh.
I can't compete with her. I realise that now. Tell Cassie she wins.
I know you're down again. You see nothing but rain.
Are you going to rehearse your best man speech then?
I haven't got a speech. Do I need a speech?
Are you the best man?
Yeah.
Then you're going to need a speech. You better get writing.
Oh, God.
You see, I always was your girl.
Funny things, weddings.
Not if that speech of yours is anything to go by.
Oh, no, I mean it. Don't you think they're funny?
Yeah, bundler laughs. Especially the till death do us part bit. Splits my sides every time.
You know what I mean.
I know I should, and I'm usually a safe bet, but no, sorry.
We know the years can give romance to the street where we once lived.
Don't you want to get married, Cass?
Are you asking?
No, no, I didn't mean it that way.
Pity.
You see, always was your girl.
Okay, so now all I can think about is what the hell did she mean by that?
And?
What the hell did you mean by that?
What?
Pity.
Nothing.
Oh, okay.
Might have been fun, though.
Yeah, what? Well, there you go again.
Get a move on or we'll be late for the rehearsal.
Simon.
Hi, Cassie.
G'day.
So, how'd the rehearsal go?
I think it's safe to say it went.
It was brilliant. Oh, I tell you, I've never seen anything like it. I bet the vicar hasn't either.
I'm sure he's used to a bit of violence. Churches are very passionate places.
Hang on, violence at a rehearsal?
Oh, mate, it was the funniest thing I've ever seen.
They had a teeny tiny misunderstanding.
What? She tried to drown Bill in the font.
She didn't mean it.
Oh, right, right. As I'm sure he didn't mean to hit her that hard with the altar cross.
What happened?
Well, they thought it would be fun to write their own
Which vows. Wouldn't have been such a bad idea if they hadn't decided to write them for each other.
Well, that doesn't sound very violent to me.
Yeah, well, they didn't turn out to be vows so much as...
declarations of war.
It wasn't really the vows that started it.
Yeah, you might have started it.
No, Dad started it when he told Mum he'd accepted the job at the BBC to present that TV show. He knew Mum wasn't going to like it.
Yeah, but your Mum invited Freddie Farmer to the ceremony.
Well, that was guaranteed to show Bill off on
Yeah, all right. Well, we all know his thoughts on Freddie the fake farmer.
And I can blame him. He's the dodgiest bloke I've ever seen.
Well, thank you, Fred and Barney. Flintstone's double act, ladies and gentlemen. Who's telling this anyway?
Oh, sorry. But she definitely started it.
So what, instead of exchanging vows, they exchanged...
character assassination, so to speak.
Let's just say things got a bit out of hand.
Yeah, so the vicar's made them sit in the corner and think about what's just happened.
Hey, I suppose you could say there'd been a bit of an altercation.
There you go.
Thanks, Pete. Phew, what a night.
Yeah, talk about excitement. I feel like I've just refereed a Tyson fight.
Which one?
Oh, definitely the one where he bit that guy's ear off.
I'd go along with that. So what do you reckon?
I reckon they'll be fine.
Yeah, of course they will. So you're not worried?
No, they'll be fine. They seemed okay when we left. Bruises heal.
How about you? You still freaked out about the Jenny thing?
Me? Freaked? When was I freaked? I'm fine. If anyone's been freaked, it's been you. You've been Muzz Freakage. Me freaked? Ha! Okay, so I was a tiny bit freaked, but she's gone back to America now.
And you're okay with that?
Yeah, yeah, no worries.
You sure?
Yeah. Cass?
Yeah?
What's going on with us?
You know, same old, suppose.
Same old what, though? I mean, do you think we'll ever, you know, be together?
Of course we'll be together. We've always been together. We'll always be together.
Together, together.
Oh.
I mean, we've done the kissing thing, and I think we both agreed that didn't go well.
I thought it was nice.
Yeah, but then you ran away again. I just think we should sort this out once and for all.
Pete, I think we should sort it out too, once and for all. I really do, but do we have to do it now? I mean, there's all this stuff tomorrow and I'm completely knackered. I'll make you a promise. As soon as my parents are all sorted, with the vows all renewed and on the way to the second honeymoon, I swear I'll sit down and talk things through with you properly. Honestly, and from the bottom of my heart. Deal?
Deal. Come here. You get some sleep now. We got a big day tomorrow.
Where are they?
Cassie, what part of I don't know are you having difficulty understanding?
Well, they can't just have disappeared.
Calm down.
Calm down? There's a church full of women's group members and gardeners, and the bride and groom have disappeared off the face of the earth.
Shh, don't shout. You'll alert the crowd.
Well, Pete, I'm sure they'll notice when the vicar says, "Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to join together." Oops, no one.
Please, calm down.
Oh, stop telling me to calm down.
Well, try doing it and I'll stop.
Mum, Dad, where have you been?
Don't be upset, Cassie. Why should I be upset? You're nearly an hour late for your own wedding. Gardeners are starting to upset the women and you two roll up giggling. Are you both drunk?
Well, we may have had a couple.
Cassie!
Dad?
Cassie, catch!
The bouquet throwing usually comes afterwards.
I know.
Yeah, don't you think we should be getting started?
We already have.
What?
We've already done it.
What?
This morning. I started thinking about you. You were saying about you and Pete. You know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Yes, and I thought, who cares if we didn't do it properly the first time? It worked. So what was I so fixated on doing it in church? the steeple?
No, no, Cassie. If a registry office was good enough the first time, then it's good enough for the renewal.
So off we went to Chester.
And we're married.
Again.
Again.
We've got a church full of people expecting a wedding.
Cassie, why don't we give them a wedding?
What are you talking about?
Well, you know what you say about if it ain't broken, all that? Well, things don't have to be broken to need fixing. Sometimes things need to be fixed, whether they're broken or not.
But we can't just get married.
Why not?
Dad!
Sorry, I'll stay out of it. Carry on.
Why not?
I'm sure there is something.
Listen, Cassie, if we think about it long enough, I'm sure there'd be a thousand reasons why not. So let's not think about it and let's just do it.
But it's mad.
There's nothing mad about it. Cassie, it's very simple. I love you. I've always loved you and I always will love you. We're here, the vicar's here, the church is full, I've got a licence. You caught the bouquet, it's perfect.
Hang on, what did you just say?
You caught the bouquet, it's perfect.
No, before that, something about a licence.
Well, I've been thinking about it for a while now. Seeing Jenny again made me realise there is no one else for me. There's only you. Bill helped me with the paperwork and I got a licence. I wanted it to be a surprise and I thought a double wedding might be, you know, fun and all that. Cass, please say something.
Well, I really don't know what to... I'm wedding.
Cassie, do you love me?
Of course I do.
Right. Do you want to watch the Shopping Channel together until we're old and wrinkly?
Yeah.
Then let's do it. Cassiopeia Pleiades Brown, will you marry me?
Yes, Peter Gordon Timpson. I will.
Yes. Yes.
That was A Whole Nother Story by Amanda Murphy. Cassie was played by Deborah Stevenson and Pete, Dave Lamb. PJ was Brendan Burns. Maddie, Julia Morris. Jenny, Mika Simmons. Simon, Sean Dooley. Janet, Paula Wilcox. And Bill, Mike Grady. The producer was Dawn Ellis.